Wisconsin's Chris Borland continues to hear that he's not tall enough, that he's not fast enough, or that he's not something enough to be a high-impact every-down linebacker in the NFL. But that's not stopping Borland from believing he's one of the top linebackers in this 2014 draft.
Yeah, I'm confident that I am, and I don't know if there are a lot of players that are better all-around athletes. I don't think I get a lot of credit for it. I'm small, and straight line speed's not, you know, my strong suit necessarily. As far as what it takes to play football, I've got all that it requires. I think I'm a leader. I've been that guy at Wisconsin for a number of years now. On and off the field, I do things right. You can trust me. I'm reliable, and play the game the right way.
Put on the game tape, and it's hard not to like what you see from this supposedly undersized Badger. In a big game against Ohio State early last season, Borland stood up bruising running back Carlos Hyde at the goal line, a play scouts are still talking about. Borland also set a Big Ten record by forcing 15 fumbles in his career, the second most in FBS history. A track record like that is why he doesn't sweat being an inch shy of 6 feet tall.
Yeah, height's not quite as important. They're spreading things out, especially in the run game. A lot of 11 personnel and zones and zone reads with guys who can run the ball. And I've seen a lot of that in college, and you don't need to be a 6'4 bruising linebacker up the middle anymore. You can be shiftier and quicker, and that works to my advantage. There's a lot of guys who've gotten it done at a high level being under 6 feet. And you mentioned London Fletcher. He's a guy I've watched. Zach Thomas, Chris Spielman's he's about 6 feet. So a lot of guys have played very well at that size, and they've kind of paved the way for guys like me. I think football is extremely important to me. It's my passion, so I put everything into it, and I think that's more valuable than a half inch or an inch.
Growing up in a family with several older brothers played a part in developing Borland's toughness. Always getting knocked for his size when he was trying to land a college scholarship was a factor, too. Borland tried to play through a shoulder injury in 2010, but ended up having to miss most of that year. He came back to record 3 straight 100-tackle seasons for the Badgers, rarely missing any more games.
I feel like I'm the toughest guy here, or at least one of them. We got a lot of tough guys here at the Combine, but played through things, don't complain, practice hard, all the right things. And probably the way I grew up. I've got 4 older brothers, 6 siblings, and we were playing sports all the time, so just kind of the way I operate.
Did you have to battle, I guess, for the last piece of rope?
Literally at times, yeah. So I think that definitely helped me competitively.
That upbringing was in Ohio, but Borland didn't spend his youth cheering for the Browns or Bengals.
I grew up a Packers fan. My family's from Wisconsin, so I kind of grew up on the 60s Packers, and then my era was Favre and Reggie White and those guys.
Could Borland be trading the Cardinal and White for the green and gold on draft day? It's not out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, that would be that'd be unique and something I'd definitely love to do. That said, there's a lot of organizations I'd love to play for. So I know there's a lot of fans in Wisconsin that want to see me in green and gold, which I'd love again. But, yeah, any team would be outstanding.